A few solar energy companies have discovered opportunity on the roofs of big retail stores. They're offering to install solar panels for free. They then sell the electricity back to the store, often at lower rates than the local utility charges. Retailers like this because it lets them boast about being green, as NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The Walgreens drugstore chain has signed up for a trial run on 20 of its stores. One is in Magnolia, New Jersey. Store manager David Wilson climbs up a metal ladder.
So basically when you come up on the roof and you take your first glance is pretty much like a sea of glass, and you see a bunch of solar panels all lined up and facing the sun at a very small angle.
The panels rise only about a foot off the roof. You can't see anything from the ground. They produce only 10% to 15% of the store's electricity, but Walgreens National Energy Manager, Menno Enters, says this was an easy decision.
We're doing something because it's good for the environment, and we're doing something because it's the right thing we do. We have the roof space, and if it doesn't really cost us any money,
then what's to lose? That's also the sales pitch of the company that installed the panels, Sun Edison. It's one of several recent startups that are using a new business model for the solar industry. Instead of selling the panels, they install them at no cost and sell the electricity. Under this arrangement, investors with deep pockets front the money and keep the tax credits that encourage investment in wind and solar. Mark Culpepper is Sun Edison's vice president of strategic marketing.
You don't have to worry about the equipment. You don't have to worry about how your building is oriented in relation to the sun. We take care of all those problems for you. At the end of the day, you get a bill on a regular billing period that basically says this is how much electricity was produced, and this is what your rate is, and this is how much money you actually saved.
Usually that's not much, but retailers are pleased. It doesn't cost more than what they've been paying. So everybody's happy, except the local utility. While some utilities have embraced this new idea, most have not. They're concerned about the way the record-keeping works, specifically an issue known as net metering. When the solar panels produce more power than the store uses, the electric meter essentially rolls backwards. So the utility is buying electricity from the store at the retail rate. Utilities prefer to buy wholesale and sell retail. Some of the profits pay for all those power lines and poles in your neighborhood. Ed Legg is with the Edison Electric Institute. He says net metering gives companies like Sun Edison a free ride on a distribution network that utility ratepayers spent a lot of money to build.
The analogy is someone who uses a toll road every day but somehow doesn't have to pay the toll. Everybody else ends up subsidizing that person's presence on the tollway.
It's not a lot of money now, but Legg says if the industry grows, it could be. The solar companies argue that at times they actually save utilities money. On really hot days, many utilities operate near their peak capacity and have to turn on expensive-to-operate power plants. With the solar panels, utilities would have to do that less often. Still, overall, Legg says it amounts to a subsidy. Sun Edison and the other companies are backing a bill in Congress that would establish a national net metering standard. The legislation appears stalled. Meantime, the companies say they're operating only in 7 states. All have local net metering regulations. Jeff Brady, NPR News.